right.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Hello, everyone. Today, how you doing? We live on the Optimal Laboratory Gospel Radio Show. We live today with Billy Neal, St. Louis, Missouri. And give a little intro on Billy. Billy, well, first of all, welcome to the show. Welcome to the show, Billy Neal. How you doing today, Billy?
So much, Brother Larry. Be here with the audience.
Okay, good, good. Okay, everyone, we got Billy A.C. Neal. Billy began his professional career in music at the age of 23. Billy, he worked with some legends. Billy had worked with some legends. He performed with Nina Simone, Abba King, and Oliver Sane, a native of Rich St. Louis. He was elected to be in the first Black Expo in 1973 as a member of the rock group Eddie Fisher and the Third Cup. And we're glad to have Billy here today. And we'll let Billy tell you about groups he formed. He's formed Rescue Charity. He formed Rescue Charity, and that led him to work with Ike Turner Jr. Ike Turner Jr. That's the son of Ike and Tina Turner.
Oh, okay.
A lot of people didn't know that Ike Turner Jr. See, Billy had a chance to work with Ike Turner Jr. Okay, Billy, welcome to the show. And say hello to Billy, Annette.
Hello, Billy. How are you doing today?
I'm just fine. How are you doing today, sister?
I'm doing good.
It's a pleasure to be on the show this Saturday morning and have the opportunity to listen to some of the people who are calling in. I appreciate this radio station that he's working with. It does a great service for a lot of entertainers, upcoming entertainers and artists.
Yeah.
In 1973 was the first black expo that was held in St. Louis in 1973, and this where I guess I began my story. Actually, I was working with a group called Baru, which was a rock group, and then I met Eddie Fish in the Third Cup performing at the Black Expo. And being from St. Louis, I had an opportunity as a youngster to meet a lot of the artists that were here during the early 70s and 80s. And that's some of my experience by working with different groups, such as Albert King, Gene Anderson, and Nash broke up. I was the same, a host of many others. And it was quite an experience. And then from there, we went and formed a group called Rescue Charity. We were able to get a record deal through QT Lady D. Someone, if you guys ever heard of her, she was a blues artist at the time. She's passed on. She's late Lady D. And she got us a deal with JC&E Records, the late James Cotton, blues player and artist James Cotton. So from there, I turned Junior myself, Carla Cunningham, Charlotte Hill, we formed a group called Rescue Charity.
Okay.
Maybe that's still radio, so quite a big experience for us.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, they formed a group called Rescue Charity. Now, explain to me about at the age of 30, you were producer at the age of 30?
We did this song, Too Many Minds Shaking Up, at JC&E label. I was producing then. I wasn't the executive producer, but I was the producer, which I played the instruments. I wrote the song, I sang. And of course, Carla Cunningham played some keyboards, and so did Ike Turner Jr. They both played keyboards. I was guitarist mainly. Singing and performing, we did a lot of background overdubbing at the time. That was something new. So that was the first time I produced. And from there, just kept it up.
Okay. Too many minds shaking up. Did you write that song? Who wrote that song?
I wrote that song. You can put, as a matter of fact, it's on YouTube. If you ever go to YouTube and put in Too Many Minds Shaking Up by Bill Neal, you should pull it up. It's, of course, it's a picture of an old 45 because at that time everything was vinyl. But you can play it. It's on YouTube. You can pull it up and play it. Too Many Minds Shaking Up.
Okay. Okay. Now, before we go to the calling line, look, now, explain to me, you met a lot of people, a jazz guitarist, Richard Martin, introduced you to artists such as Denise Williams, Freddie Washington, and Ike Turner Jr. Can you tell me how was it like to know or work with Denise Williams and Freddie and Ike Turner Jr.? How was it working with those artists?
Well, let's go back and look at Ike Turner. So you got Ike Turner Jr., you got Ike Turner Sr. Yeah. So good friend with Eddie Fish and the Third Cub. Eddie was a good friend of Richard Martin. Richard Martin was a very good jazz guitarist. It was Richard who introduced me to Ike Turner Sr. I hadn't met Ike Turner Jr., but I hadn't met his daddy yet. And Ike Turner Sr. was a good friend of Oliver Spain, so he would come up to Oliver and they would, you know, talk about ideas and things like that. That's where I got a chance to start meeting some of the big artists. And Denise Williams was doing a cut back in 92 called the Niecy album. Actually, it was Niecy who witnessed to me about the goodness of the Lord and was one of the reasons why I turned my life over to Christ. So, Freddie Washington was the bass player for Patrice Rushen. Have you ever heard a song called Forget Me Not?
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, I have.
Freddie playing the guitar a lot. I mean, the bass. A lot of people don't know he's from St. Louis. He used to live right over in the area of Rome, Maine, and Goodfellow, way back in the day.
Oh, okay. Now, let's get back to you, Billy. Now, are you a native of St. Louis?
Yes, sir.
Okay, native of St. Louis. Now, when you met these celebrities, did you leave St. Louis? Why did you meet Denise Williams and the rest of these celebrities at? What city did you meet these people at?
I actually met Denise the first time through Mr. Hudson. I don't know if you remember the store. It's called Hudson Embassy.
I vaguely do.
Yeah, Mr. Hudson, I'm trying to think of his first name. He first introduced me to Denise Williams. Hudson Embassy, he has stores all over St. Louis. And I met Denise through him. She was here doing some promotional work, and that's how I met Denise Williams through Mr. I think his name was Leon Hudson, if I'm not mistaken. Correct me if I'm not wrong, but he had a Hudson Embassy store on Delmore, not too far from Grand. They had a couple other places too, but he was very instrumental in a lot of the record stores because most people had to buy their records either from him or Don Michaels for Peaches or whatever. We're talking about wholesale.
Mm-hmm.
So he's also in the business of promoting artists in St. Louis and getting them to open up a name brand act. So that's how.
Okay. Now we move right along. Everyone, you just turned in late. We have Billy Neal. He's live on the Arthur Larrington's Gospel Radio Show. Billy wears a lot of hats. He's a guitarist. He's a singer. He's a songwriter. He was a producer. And now I'm looking. Tell us about the record label. Am I right? Did you perform a record label?
Yes. The record label actually was really already there from the 60s. I just bought the Mm-hmm. I became the new owner of it in 1985.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay, now, you, I see, looking at the bio, anytime I'm wrong, straighten me out, because I will get it wrong. But my, all my artists, they straighten me out. We'll get together. Now, they say you form Fusion Jazz and open up for the Mighty Clouds of Joy.
Well,
play
actually,
guitar for Fusion Jazz. I'll go ahead.
Actually, no, the group was called Kadabra, but we played Fusion Jazz. That was a type of music. That was a type of genre.
Oh.
Right. So when we opened up for the Mighty Clouds of Joy, we weren't playing jazz at that time. I started playing gospel. Fusion jazz was before I started playing gospel. Actually, I was playing fusion jazz. That's what we call ourselves playing. We first went to the expo. It was more like of a rock flavor, but when you add jazz to it, it was a new sound called fusion jazz, which I think Stanley Clark and Chick Corea and jazz artists like that sort of brought that, you know, to the forefront. We just picked it up, and there was actually a genre called fusion jazz. If you picked up a Billboard magazine back in the 70s and 80s, you saw that was a different type of music called fusion jazz, and you had jazz, you had dialectic jazz, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So many different types of music. So the group was called Kadabra. But yet we fusion jazz, and we got a deal with Hotlanta Records in Atlanta, Georgia, which was the sister record of TK Records. So we had a chance to open up for the Casey and the Sunshine Band, quite a few other groups of that time. Mm-hmm. Melon, we met the Funkadelics, mm-hmm. the Parliament Funkadelics, where I got with Mitch Wally, the bass player.
You say Funkadelics? You say Funkadelics with George Clinton?
George Clinton had a bass player. His name was Mitch Watley. Of course, you know, at one time, Boosie was playing with him, too.
Yeah, he was.
It was so many different artists. And sometimes these guitar players and bass players, they change over fast, just like in the fast food industry, you know. Guitarists, at that time, there were so many of them. And so many of them were moving from one band to another. Well, like it is now.
Go ahead.
I'm trying to find my place, you know, in the music industry. You know, I've got a chance to meet so many different artists, some I work with, some I open up with, you know, some we just made as friends and acquaintances, you know. The next show, I would talk about some of the artists I met when I went to New York and Baltimore. I met Rick James in New York at a nightclub called The Cave. So there's a lot of different celebrities I met through the 40 years that I was out there playing music strong. Now I'm sort of like semi-retired, just going to produce and write for some new artists. And I got a couple of things I'm trying to put out by myself, but really I'm just trying to take it easy and just write for some other new artists.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, we'll go to call-in line. Yes, tune in or whatever. We have Billy Neal live on the Up and Air Tour Doctor Radio Show. Billy began his career at age of 23. Yeah. Okay, call-in line. We'll go to you. You have anything? You want specifically, you want to ask Billy Neal. Go ahead at this time, call in line. Go ahead.
Well, I would just like to say I was just enjoying hearing all of his accomplishments.
That was a lot.
It was a blessing, to sit back and just, you know, enjoy him telling all of his accomplishments.
Yeah, you never know who you see in that. You never know who... You never know who knows what when you see a person. But see, I knew Billy from my job. But I never knew his son with all those people. But I didn't see him. Now, I did see him. He had an instrument. He had his microphone and everything over there in the cafe they was at, Mr. Muhammad. I did see Billy have an instrument. And I said, this guy really know how to sing, you know. That's what I said to myself. This guy really know what he's doing on it, you know. But you never know who you're around. You never know who you know. See, look at all these people Billy know. You know what I'm saying? You know? He really did his homework, you know? Oh, go ahead, Annette. I took your show. Annette, go ahead. Keep on talking, Billy. I took over. Go ahead, Annette.
Oh, now that's what I was going to say. Now his accomplishment. Yeah.
No. Oh. Okay. Anything else you want to ask him? Go right ahead.
Well, that was basically it. Okay. One question. You said you're going to be producing, going to be writing. You still going to be doing that?
Yes. The new group is called Shouting Pain. It's spelled XIOATING. And in China, they use the X for the sound for S. So I'll be writing for Shouting Pain. Shouting Pain, PAINE. So listen out for them. Hopefully, if things go all right, we should have some released around June or July of this year.
Shouting Pain. When you release it, how can your viewers go and get your music? I mean, how can they go support you? How can they, you know, buy your music, give them your info? How can they go and support your music when you get out shot, when you Shot in Pain, release this?
You can go YouTube and play the video. It'll be called Political Welfare Child. And that's one of the releases that we have. Also, you can call me at 314-780-3330. That number is to Pamtech Music Publishing Company that we work through. I'll say it again, 314-780-3330. Pamtech, PAMTEC, Music Publishing. And we'd be glad to tell you how you can receive our music, hook you up with our fan club, and et cetera, et cetera. Let you know when we're going to be here in St. Louis, where we're going to be playing at, because we're looking to do some things here in St. Louis, some various churches this summer.
That sounds good at the churches.
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Spreading the word out, because our music is gospel. It's also message music. You know, people need to hear the messages. Mm-hmm. So that's important. I need to say that number again.
Oh, yeah, you say it again.
That phone number is 314-780-3330, mm-hmm. or the 3330.
Okay.
Pamtech, PAMTEC, Music Publishing.
All right. Okay. Long. Now, you say you're working with, these are new upcoming artists that you are working with, right?
Yes, sir. Happy to present them to the public. This is a self-contained group. I mean, when you're a self-contained group, that means you play an instrument and sing.
Okay.
Like Earth, Wind, and Fire, they were self-contained. They play and sing. So we're going to be playing our instruments and singing. So these artists will be playing as well as singing.
Are they just be self-independent? Will they go by name also, too? What would the name of this group be? Just independent?
Shouting Pain.
Shouting Pain. Okay,
yeah,
we'll have Shouting Pain.
Three female singers and four males. We all will be playing instruments and singing.
Mostly. Mm-hmm. What would this be? Gospel? What would this be? Gospel? Jazz? What would this be?
It's gospel and what we call message music. So if you were to listen to some music talking about bringing the positiveness to people, just like you used to listen to Bob Morley. Get up, stand up, stand up for your rights, that type of thing, okay? That would be considered message music.
Or
Marvin Gaye talks about, well, what's going on, or Mercy, Mercy Me, talking about the ills of the world and how we need to stick together and love.
Yeah.
That's message music. We're talking about
God. Message music, yeah.
Talking about the Lord, talking about how he can save us. How he can save us, how he did save us, you see. So we just love what God is doing at this point with our group.
Okay. All right. And are y'all doing any live appearances, any places? Y'all touring? Are y'all just selling online? Are y'all doing any appearances?
Well, our tour will probably come up somewhere in June or July. Not exactly sure. We're talking about the UK, but we may be doing some things here before we reach the UK. Through some of our new sponsors, but that's something we're definitely going to do. We got to get out on tour, but we're going to make sure we do things in St. Louis before we go abroad. So there are some churches we've already been talking to. We'll see whether or not how things are going to work. I can surely keep you informed and your listeners informed on where we're going here in St. Louis, where we're going to be playing, and where we're going to be ministering.
Okay. Now let's go back. You said that you yourself went on tour. I know that you mentioned Memphis. How was your tour in Memphis?
Went to Memphis and Mississippi. You know, they're right across the border.
Kind of Mississippi. I didn't know that.
Yeah, this was before. Back in 2000, I'm saying 7 because I released my last full CD in 2007 on, what was the name of that label? Help me out, Lord. 12 Bar Records. And then we went to Memphis, Tennessee. We did Milan, Tennessee. We did Covington, Tennessee. We did Jackson, Tennessee. We did Riverdale, Tennessee. Then we went across the border and did Victoria, Mississippi, Austin, Mississippi.
Oh. I didn't know that.
Yes.
I knew.
Yeah, that was, we did a single called Love Mission with 12 Bar Records. And so that was my last big record deal.
It's called Love Mission?
The name of the CD is called Love Mission. You can pull that up too. I think they still sell on Amazon, CD Baby, some places like that. It's called Love Mission. What's that? I just said the label. 12 Bar Records, yeah.
Okay.
Anyone want to go to Amazon? Billy Neal, you go to Amazon. I think it's Love Mission.
Love Mission.
And
on the CD, you'll see Political Welfare Child, one of the songs. I think it's got at least 10 or 11 songs on that CD. Love Mission, Practice What You Preach, Reservations to Shout is on there, Christmas Night, Oh, Jehovah.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Now you started at age 23. I mean, is that just something that you knew you already had the talent for? I mean, what inspired you to, well, people already know when they got a gift. What really motivated you? Did you come up singing in church? What motivated you to just start singing?
Well, actually what it was, Brother Larry, my mother was an accomplished pianist, and she was a gospel artist with an old group called the O'Neill Twins. I don't know if you ever heard of them. O'Neill Twins, they had a record label called the Twin Record Label. At that time, she was a gospel singer. because I was a small kid. My father was a drummer, so I heard music all the time as a small child. So it was my father who missed to recognize my gift because he entered me into a talent show in 1958. It was sponsored by a talent guy named Chick Finney. And my father came home and told my mother about it. He wanted me to be in it. And my father at that time had a good friend. His name was Harry Belafonte. You probably have never heard of him. Harry Belafonte.
Yeah,
I've heard of the Banana Boat song. So my father taught me the Banana Boat song, put a bandana on my head, some maracas on my hand. I started training me for this talent show, and I won second place.
Oh, that was good.
won my mother and father $500. I think at that time I remember my father saying, this boy can get us out the ghetto.
he can
help us get ahead. So it started, so it's 1958. You can even pull up some of the archives. In August, it was there where I won second place. So from there is really where it started. From there I started in church because my mother didn't really want me to sing. They called it rock and roll. My father wanted me to sing it, but my mother didn't want me to sing it. So they had to come up and sign a peace treaty. So I stayed in church for a while. And then it was in 60... I think it was somewhere around 68 or 7. I went to the Job Corps in Edison, New Jersey. And there is where I guess it really started because when the Job Corps, I started playing, you know, my instrument. They had the freedom to do that. If you wanted to play an instrument, they had a musical hall there. But I was trying to get my GED, and I also tried to get a certificate of electrical wiring. So it was there. I caught a bus from Kilmer Job Corps Center to New York. It was only about 30 miles away. I think it's $3 for the bus. That's where I met Rick James. He wasn't famous at that time. But he was still Rick James. You know, I met Rick James at the Cave. I met another guy named Johnny. I can't remember his last name, but we started to work out together and talk. At that time, Rick was playing bass and guitar, and I was playing guitar, and I was singing. Rick was singing, so he pointed me in a direction that would help me out. So next thing you know, I called my dad up, my mother up, hey, I think I got a career in music. I'm out here in New York, and I think this is what I want to do, Dad. So... unfortunately, Dad said, no, you got to come up back home. He broke for a minute, so I came back to Chicago. Then I got a chance to meet Tyrone Davis at a club called Guys and Gals. You all remember him. I got a chance to meet, what was her name, Dionne Warwick. Got a chance to meet the OJs. A lot of people don't know it used to be 5 OJs. A lot of people think it's just 3. It used to be 5 OJs and the OJs. I met the Temptations at the High Chaparral, Island. And so finally, I decided to put that guitar in my hand and just work hard at it. And I met several people, and ended back on the road again, just with a guitar on my back and a tune in my head and pencil and paper and notebook, and I was writing songs. That's where it began. It began with my father. I had that gift, and my mother had me in church, and so finally I got out of church and started just writing and just pursuing a career in music. But I came back to church. Ain't that something? God brought me all the way back.
That's a blessing. Yeah.
Yeah.
All the way back to all the stuff that I've been through. And most of my friends in the music business, you know, just recently God showed me where they're all gone. They're all gone. We just lost the last original member of the Funkadelics. Bernie Burrell just passed away, the keyboard player with the Funkadelics. All the original people are gone. There's only one original left. That's George himself and Mitch Watley. Everybody else, Lady D is gone. Cunningham just passed away, which is Fatten Cunningham. And there's many others. We know Alvin's gone. Dennis Edwards is gone. All the people that was from Richard St. Louis that was really doing something around my time, most of them are gone.
Most of them are gone. Yeah.
Very few of us left. So I thank God me to be able to sing and still play and produce at the age of 73. I think it's just...
That's a blessing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a blessing. That's a blessing. Yeah. Yeah.
And,
yeah, everyone, if you tune in late, now we got Billy Neal. We got Billy Neal. He on the Alpha Larry Tone, that's radio show. And Billy, when people come on the show, I always, you know, tell them before I get ready in the section, I always tell them, okay, let's say you got a kid that's going the wrong way. I know a lot of them here are going the wrong way. You know, I know a lot of them going the wrong way. Kids, they going the wrong way. What advice would you give the kids? Straighten up their act and go down the right road. I know one is God. I know that. But what else? What advice would you give a kid going down the wrong direction? What advice would you give him? Straighten up his act.
Well, what I would tell them, because I got a stack of kids myself. Amen. Unfortunately, two daughters incarcerated, and a daughter that passed away from an overdose of drugs. But
yeah.
I tell people this. I say, show me your friends, and I'll show you your future. You have to be careful who you associate with.
Right.
Also, learn one thing going through life is that I was taught this from a great minister. He passed away at 103 years old. His name was Laddy Peppers. Some people may have heard him. But when he passed away, they gave him a big celebration at the Board of Aldermen. I didn't know how famous he was, actually. Excuse me for using that word famous, but he was famous. When I went to see him preach some years ago, he didn't even have a Bible. He had the Bible in his head and his heart. Other people were scrambling for the page, but they called him the Walking Bible. And I remember one was doing his line, because that's how we first met. I had a landscaping business on the side. I wasn't always just doing music. I had a landscaping business. And he pulled me off the side one time. And he says, I can tell if you're going through something, son. He said, what is it? And, of course, I didn't want to tell him about it. But finally, he says, I know what your problem is. And he did. You know, in the Bible, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit. There are nine fruits of the Spirit. Look them up. I think it's in Galatians 6 and something like that. But if you go on your computer and say, what are the fruits of the Spirit? It's in Galatians somewhere.
Okay. Yeah.
And there are nine of them. And after going through those scriptures with me, he says, I can tell you what your problem is. And he did. And he said, I want you to know something. There are only three type of men in the world. He says, you know what they are? I said, no, Pastor Widow. He said, men who make things happen, men who watch things happen, and men who wonder what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, what kind of thing? He said, because Jesus was a man who made things happen. You're going to be successful in this world. Learn to make things happen. Don't be a person. Just sit back and watch. And watch.
Exactly.
Scripture says be a doer of the work. So my advice to kids would be a doer. Don't sit back and follow the crowd. Make a judgment. You don't judge people, but you judge the things that they do. You judge, the scripture says, judge the fruit that they bear. They're not bearing good fruit. Back off.
Right.
Because they don't affect your life.
That's
what I would say.
Right.
Judge your friends.
Right.
Very carefully.
Right. And kids are listening. If kids are listening out there, you know, judge your friends carefully. Like Billy said, not doing nothing productive. Back up. You know, they're not doing nothing productive. It won't benefit you. You know what I'm saying? It don't benefit you. Invest into all your time to nothing negative. There's nothing that's going to turn out right for you. You know, like I say, judge the fruit.
That's right.
Judge the fruit. You know,
one other thing, let me include this before I forget. The same gentleman I'm telling you about, Laddie Pepper, used to say, "In God we trust, but everything mm-hmm. else investigate."
mm-hmm. Everything else investigate.
So that means that a lot of my friends who are going by the wayside, they abuse themselves with drugs and alcohol, not getting enough rest, not getting enough sleep. See, that's important because I didn't do drugs. I didn't do alcohol. There's things I did mm-hmm. do, but I didn't do them. But you got to remember that after a while, those things take a toll on your body. Your body is not meant to suck and smoke. Your body is not meant for alcohol and strong drink to go through that liver. That's how you get cirrhosis of the liver, kidneys fall out, stuff like that. These friends that I had that were going on, I didn't realize until later on is that their lifestyle helped take them out.
Yeah.
Keeping late hours, going to all those crazy parties, smoking, taking no-dose pills, trying to stay up so they go to the next club, the next club, the next club, and all for the love of money and for fame. It's not worth it. I would rather have my health than wealth. I heard Stephen mm-hmm. Wonder say one time he would give up all he had for one eye. Just mm-hmm. one eye, that's what Stevie said. I'd give it all if I had this one eye. This goes to show you how important it is to take care of this temple that God has given us. I'll leave it at that.
Right. 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 You got to have a God to be ye holy, therefore I am holy. Be ye holy, mm-hmm. therefore I am holy.
Right.
You know, he a holy God, you know. He got compassion for you, but don't come to God with an unclean heart. Don't come making it hard for God. No, God loves you. Don't give me wrong, He loves you. But
that's right.
Don't come with an unclean heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know. You know, don't come with an unclean heart, you know. And in the world, we pray for the world today because it's in terrible shape. You know, and we got war going on, Yeah, everything going on in the world today. We got coronavirus, we got war, but you know, God, these things must come to pass. But I just want you to let you know that God is in charge.
Yes,
he
sir.
In charge. He in charge. You know, you might think that he's not, but he in charge. He nothing is going to go out of hand. Nothing is going to happen. Nothing is going to go a step further without him. Yeah, I just want you to know that. You might think that he don't know what he's doing, but I tell you, he do know what he's doing. He do know what he's doing. He do, you know exactly what he's doing. He's in charge, you know. And everyone, you know, before I get ready to go, we got Billy Deal. Billy, like I say, Billy wore a lot of hats. Producer, think, songwriter. Worked with the best, worked with the legends. And like his daddy said, when Billy told him that he's in New York and he thinks he'd find a career, but daddy told him come home. Well, you know, he came home, you know, but he didn't stop.
I probably wouldn't be here right now had I not came home. That was like 1968 and 69, and Martin Luther King had just got assassinated. They just had the riot in 68. They pulled me out just in time because that's when they were forming all these militant groups of Black Panthers and you name it. I could have ended up in one of them because I had a mindset as a young person to be courageous and outspoken, you know, and militant, you know. But it's a time for everything. I need to come home and be seasoned, need to be preached to and talked to. So I'm glad I did.
Right. That's a time for every activity under the sun. That's a time for every activity.
Right.
Under the sun. You know. You know, the Bible says there's a time to scatter stones and there's a time to go collect them. That means there's a time to go scatter stone and kind of collect it. That means it's time to be big, you know. He wants you to go scatter stone, collect them to be busy because you got something going on in your life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need to be sitting around thinking about it. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that is. It's time and season. It's time to embrace. It's time not to embrace. Because you don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't understand. I don't understand, but it's already rolled up to the time to embrace it. Why be in this person I get along with all this stuff wrote about? You know? But it didn't say that you would not get along in the future. It didn't say that. It just said that you were going to go through some things. The thing that you're going to go, you know, season, you know, time to kill. Even the Bible says time to kill. You know?
Right.
And that's what the Bible says. That we didn't say here. You know? And
right.
And it's time to laugh, time to cry.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time to harvest? Is it time to pick up the harvest? It's just a time for everything, every activity under the sun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you know the Bible, you'll do better. If you know the Bible, you know God. You know the Bible, you won't restrain from God. You won't turn from God.
Right,
you know?
Right.
You'll be saying, hey, God, not doing what he said he would do. God is not like, he's not God, but God he would do what he said he would do. But you have to study yourself to be approved. You have to read what God is telling you.
Yes.
You have to read.
Yes.
Study yourself to be approved.
Yeah, that's true.
And that way, you won't turn from God. You know his word, you won't turn against him.
That's right.
We'll go back to Billy. And we'll go back to Billy. And we'll let Billy talk to you, and then we'll go back to my calling line before we close up. It's very, very important to have today on the show, Billy Neal, St. Louis, Missouri. Before we go back to my call, well, let's go to my calling line. Anything else you want to say to Billy Neal before I end the broadcast? Anything else calling line you want to say to Billy Neal?
Yeah, I was just wanting to ask, do we go to hear the music on YouTube?
Yes, you go to YouTube, and you can pull up, you can put in Political Welfare Child Song.
Okay.
You can put in, is that another video I call More Than Enough. I got a Christmas song I'll call Christmas Nights. But once you put up one, the other ones just follow up. You know how you follow up on the right hand side.
Yeah.
You should be able to see all of them. Then you can also Too Many Minds Shaken Up, which is
okay.
Going back. Will and Billy Neal, Shouting Pain. Any of that you should bring me up.
Okay.
Yeah, when you go over there, now.
And if you do bring it up. Give me a like, give me a thumbs up, you know. You can even put a comment if you like, you know.
Yeah, give him a thumbs up, go there and check out all his material, all his work, and look forward to his new group that's coming out. And everyone, we're going to let Billy, we're going to let Billy tell you what he wants you to know. And we're going to end the broadcast. Go ahead at this time. Billy, we're glad to have you here on the show today. We're glad to have you in here. We work with a lot of people. I mean, you work with a lot of entrepreneurs. You know, you work with a lot of legends. And we're glad to have you today on the Alvin Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. And before we end the segment, Billy, here's your chance. Tell your audience whatever else you wanted to know before I end the broadcast.
Okay. First of all, Brother Larry, I really appreciate you and what the Lord is doing with you with this broadcast and how you're reaching out to so many people. I think that you're doing a great job. You can always depend on me for your support. I like to say to the listening audience that no matter what you're going through, we hear about these wars and rumors of wars, don't give up. It's important not to give up. We're going to go through things like this. It's called the issues of life. That's the things that we go through every day. But the scripture tells that we are to bear our burdens, but also we are to bear the burdens of others. So we don't stop doing the work of Christ, which is love. Treat people like you want to be treated. Amen. Reach out to the poor. Reach out to the helpless. Reach out to the elders. We still got to do our job and be kind. Remember, kindness is one of the fruits of the Spirit. And that's one thing that is lacking right now. It's the reason why we came up with the name Rescue Charity, because the Bible says among all these things, charity is the greatest. But the charity is love, a different type of love. This love that Jesus had was a love full of mercy and grace. It didn't make no difference how tall you were, how small you were, how wealthy you were, what your nationality or creed was. Jesus said, know this, that love is the key. So through love and kindness have I drawn thee. See, he didn't draw people out of making people think he's like a boogeyman. Some people say, I'm afraid to do wrong what God might do to me. But that's not the God we serve. We're supposed to fear God because just like God is our Father, we don't want God to abandon us. We don't want God to move his hand from us. Not that he'll beat us up or make us eat out the side of our neck or kill us. God is full of mercy and grace. We fear God because we don't want to make God feel ashamed of us. We don't want God to move his hand from us. That's the fear that God is talking about. So I want to leave your audience with that thing, is that whatever you do, don't give up. God never said it was going to be easy, but he did say he'd be there with us every step of the way. Amen.
Okay. There it is, everyone. Gus, I'll be there with you. And, Lord, I'll be there with you always, even until the end of the earth. Everyone, there's Billy Neal. And telling everyone, don't give up.
Yes, sir.
Don't give up, everyone. Okay. All right. Anything else from anyone else? Well, I tell you what, everyone, it was a pleasure to have Billy Neal today from St. Louis, Missouri, Library of Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. And God always say, one or two more people that gather together in my name, there I am also in the midst of them. And we thank God through worship and Thanksgiving. No matter how your day is going, I learned. I'm not the perfect man. I learn from other people. I learn from preachers too. I learn from preachers. Josh Miles said, don't let that devil in there by being ungrateful. Don't let that devil in there. See, when you start complaining, see, you open the door for that devil. See, no matter how your life is, how your life is going, let's thank God about it still. Your life might not be going right. It might not be going right. You might say, well, my life ain't going right. I ain't even complain, though. Still don't complain. Just say, well, Lord, they're like Joseph. Joseph, even though he slayed me, yet I serve. Well, basically, I'm telling you, even though you think that things are going away, like, don't be ungrateful. Tell God, thank you. Anyway, see, reason why it's on time, God, reason why he hasn't came in your life, there's some problems going on in your life that he needs time to work out. See, his own time, God. See, if he came on time for you, if he came on time for you one time, he'll come on your own time for you again. He's not a fake God. See, the reason why he didn't come on time for you that time, because you have something that needs to be worked out. Don't let the devil tell you that he's not with you. That's one of his tricks. You see, God never leaves. If he come for you once, he'll come for you again. He didn't come right then because your problem was hard. It was a little harder. You know, but God's not the author of confusion. But he'll be there. Just don't you worry. Don't care what's going on. Don't complain about it. I know it ain't going right. God ain't going to complain. Put it like that. I ain't going to complain about it. You know? And everyone, we're glad today, everyone. You know, thank you for Billy Neal for coming on the Dr. Larry Tunes Gospel Radio Show. Anything else, Billy?
Yes, sir. Thank you so much, brother.
All right, now, everybody, have a good day, and God bless you. I'll play the episode back on Facebook. Okay. I'll play it back on Facebook, and I'll tag each one of you in, and everyone have a good day. God bless.
God bless you. Thanks, man.
All right.